kindness. Post it with the hashtag GoKind. Do it today. Even a small kindness helps things get better for yourself and for all of us. Let's go kind together.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. So my sweet sister Shelly is here.
Spencer, where are you going with this?
It's just nice to have my sweet sister Shelly here instead of my stupid sister Sarah. You know something? You know something? You have noticed sometimes that the sheet is down after I take a piss.
Yes.
Yes. And do you know why that is? Because sometimes...
Because you like to piss like a ladyboy.
Sometimes when I piss, I like to shit.
Piss and shit.
Yeah.
Shitting, pissing and shitting.
Pissing and shitting.
I shit when I piss.
It's different from a shit and run.
It's super, very different from a shit and run.
Super different from a shit and run.
So mature.
Adults.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo, yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Hey, people. It's all too much. Oh, cheers. The wonderful Jamie Arroyo is in the hizzy. Welcome to our house. Looking extra fine, quite divine.
The studio smells like poopy water. The whole fucking...
Poopy water?
Yeah, poopy water.
No. Poopy.
It smelled earlier today, too.
It always smells funky.
Yeah, it's been extra stank.
Yo, that's extra stank.
Yes, waiter, can I have an extra side of stank?
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Velocity Child.
Hello.
Also Jamie Arroyo.
And Jamie Arroyo. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Enjoying a beer. I'm just grooving on this.
So mature.
Such adults.
So fucking mature.
Yeah.
I love these guys. They're great.
We love you.
Face Girl.
Face Boy.
I sent you a link.
Yes.
Could you please read the Craigslist ad?
Sure.
Thank you.
Roman blowjob. A man with
Roman.
Not too impressive penis standing in the window.
Not very impressive at all.
No, I, you know, in the smaller picture, it was less unimpressive.
Am I to assume that when they say Roman blowjob, they're referring to the fetish of vomit?
That's my guess.
That's a Roman shower.
Yeah. That's my guess.
We're about to. Yeah. So that's like gagging, basically.
Gagging to the point of vomit.
He's clearly pulling his stomach in.
Oh my God. He can't push his dick out, though. Poor guy.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. M for
Bless
W.
Bless his Roman shower heart.
Bless his Roman heart. Roman blowjob, M for W, Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant.
The Romans made a sport of everything, including sex, all in the name of fun. It takes a very special girl to have the kind of fun I want to have.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. If you think you're a Roman woman enough to handle me, get in touch for details. I cover expenses. I'm real.
Expenses?
Yeah. Like, I guess the subway. or like, what is it?
Baby wipes?
Yeah, baby wipes. Let's see what else.
Bucket?
Yeah. Also Uber. Uber. Maybe some lube. Maybe it covers lube. Tarp.
Could be tarp. Could be a tarp.
Yeah. Maybe he even has like a kiddie pool. You don't know. You don't know.
And being that it's Roman, he might supply a little Epcac before you go down.
Oh, Epcac. That's not cheap, I'm sure. Yeah, so I am real.
Right, because he probably couldn't get anyone to puke on that little thing.
No, you would not choke on this.
No.
You would laugh trying. Laugh yourself to death trying. Ooh. I am real and in Manhattan. It's shitty rain in NYC. .. W. And he's 54.
Mm. Okay, so the ass party game.
Uh-huh.
Every time we say ass, take a little sip. Don't take a shot.
Yeah.
Or if alcohol's not your thing, maybe take a little puff.
Yeah, puff.
A little puff.
Rub a little cookie coke on your gummy gums.
Cookie coke. Bumpy bump. And if you don't do any drugs at all and you're this guy, we say ass and you...
You order some Epicac on Amazon.
We say asshole, take two sips, or if you're this guy...
You get prime shipping on that Epicac. Amazon Prime.
And if we say ass fucked, three sips...
You filled a whole kiddie pool you also bought on Amazon up with vomit and Epicac.
It's exactly what you do.
That's what you do if you're this guy. W.
We also have a secret word.
Ooh.
Say the secret word, you'll win this guy.
Stormy Leather. Ooh, that's a very jerky offy kind of sound.
Yes.
I like it.
How are you going to describe this little plushy?
Well, he's got a back. He's a fucking frat bro.
Bro.
He's a fucking date
rapist. Humpty Dumpty was a frat bro.
Yeah, yes. If Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall and then blamed it, that's what Humpty Dumpty would look like.
Blame all for falling.
Yeah. that's a frat bro.
Yeah.
A thin Cartman from South Park.
Right? It's like a jazzed up Cartman.
Yeah.
All right.
And
he
makes a wacky, wacky sound when he jerks.
Yeah, let's get that.
It's on now. Yeah, just turn it on.
Here we go.
Yeah, if you're going to be in here, you're going to get on the mic.
We want you to be heard.
I got a little time. I still have
We love that you have time. It's always a treat when you're able to
get up here on the mic.
Hang out.
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Okay.
Don't be shy.
So, about 2 weeks ago, I was in that, you know, that little garden by my apartment building?
Yes, we all know the garden.
And there was a homeless guy, and he was sleeping. And he wakes up.
On the bench?
No, he was sleeping. He wasn't even on a bench. He had made a little makeshift bed for himself.
Okay. On the ground?
Yes.
Like in the entrance or just in the middle of it?
Towards the entrance.
So blocking an entrance.
Blocking an entrance.
Okay.
So
I'm just saying.
He wakes up really angry. And he yells at me.
I don't blame him. I wake up angry.
You woke him up?
I didn't do anything.
You woke him up.
I was just shitting there. I was just shitting there smoking.
Shitting and smoking, smoking and shitting.
And peeing at the same time.
Shitting, smoking, and pishing. Pishing in public because I love to pish in public.
He goes, get out of here! Get out of here! Motherfucking cracker!
Oh my God, now, I wish he called you a honky.
I was scared.
Really?
But
he got 1970s on
How
you.
How early but was it?
It was the 70s.
No, in the morning.
It was probably around 10.
Okay.
It's early.
It's early to wake
somebody
up.
I didn't wake him up. I did not wake him up. I was just shitting there.
Yes, you did, cracker.
Having a cigarette. And I couldn't call the cops because he called me a cracker.
So what does that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
This is reminding me of an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
How did him
right
calling
now
you a cracker?
Yeah, that's
make
what I want to know.
Refrain from calling the police.
How is that intimidating?
Because calling a person a cracker in 2017 is funny.
It is.
It's,
that's true.
We
that's
all
right,
laugh.
Honky.
Yeah.
We all laugh.
I'd crack up.
I knew I'd have this for. You got to get up to the mic because
I would crack up too because I'm a spick, so
Walzers.
You would be totally wrong. You know,
I think we
me a
lost
cracker,
that word.
I think I would laugh.
Call me a cracker.
Damn. He's not wrong.
No.
That's actually a hate crime, isn't it?
Yeah.
I actually thought that you were saying because he was black, you couldn't call, and because he got it racial, and it made me think of the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Was he black?
Oh, yeah, yes. Good question.
Okay, because I'm curious. Like, yeah. It'd be really funny if it was like some old white guy.
Yes.
It'd be funnier.
It would be funnier.
Yeah.
He sounds like our angry man. that lives in the studio?
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that guy. he would say cracker.
Damn cracker!
Yeah, but it reminds me of the episode we just saw where the guy comes because he's like, I can't believe you left a note. He's like, I left a note. What do you want? And then the guy who's not Larry answers the door, and because he's black, he doesn't have to pay for the damages to the car.
Right.
That's what I thought. That's where I thought you were going with that.
I haven't seen that.
You should. It's fairly good.
Recent episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, I don't have HBO.
I'm a big junkie on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, next time I'm over your place.
And I get that contact high.
Yeah.
I've definitely been enjoying entertainment. I haven't watched TV or movies in years. You've like, you don't even realize what you've unlocked by giving me a person to watch stuff
with.
I'm a
cinemaphile.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful.
I really like what I like.
Yeah.
I'm picky, though. I don't just watch anything.
I've enjoyed everything.
What are your current favorite shows?
My current favorite shows, sadly, I don't know if it's going to get renewed, but I really love Better Things. And Pamela Alden's the big creative force behind that. However, Louis C.K. is the producer, so... Don't know where that's going to go. Don't know if there's going to be a season 3 of that. And always South Park. That's a big one for
me. This season ain't doing it for me.
Oh, the recent episodes in this season are really killing it. The first ones did not do it for me either, but the last two or three.
Really? They're still not doing it for me.
You didn't see the witch one?
Yeah, seen them all.
That's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
See the one where like Cartman's girlfriend that he's been abusing is now turning into him and has gotten very frightening.
Yeah,
I don't think I saw that.
That was a Jim Dandy. Yeah.
I'm used to like really laughing and like.
I'm not welcome to death.
Now I get a couple.
No, but we're in the Trump era, so there's just not so much. It's harder to laugh these days. I think I can't blame South Park.
A lot of things are not funny anymore. A lot of things are too real.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
What's funny anymore?
Shameless is
calling me a cracker.
Shameless is awesome. I've been watching the new season.
The new season is hilarious. And then you got Smilf after that. Have you seen that?
Right? Is it?
I just started watching that yesterday. Awesome. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Is it Southie Milf? It's Southie Milf. No, but S is for
and
what?
White
Southie,
famous.
Right?
I like the TV show
Smart Milf.
Yeah, she's like writing.
Got it.
Got like for Harvard, helping people get into Harvard. She's a genius.
Did you get into the Deuce?
No.
Oh,
not yet.
God, you got to get into the Deuce. And a lesser known TV show that I have to throw out there because it's season 1's on Hulu. It's been out for a while, but not many people know about it. I think it's the nature of the story. It's called Harlots.
Oh, yeah.
And it's two rival brothels in the 1700s in London, but it's so like the Sopranos. It's just two whorehouse madams just coming for each other. It's really good.
I saw season 1 of The Good
Harlots
Place.
On Hulu.
Harlots, yes.
Which is the same as Handmaids, right? Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu did Handmaids too.
I also like The Good Place. Have you watched it?
The Good Place is cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's a little too...
There are a lot of holes. A lot of things that are clearly just plotty.
You really have to be super stoned to get on that trip.
I may have been.
How do you not like it?
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make sense, though.
What don't you like when you're super stoned?
I like The Good Doctor.
What's that?
That's Freddie Highmore's.
Like the new Doogie Howser kind of thing.
He's got the asshole disease. He's got Asperger's.
Yeah.
No, autism.
Autism. Yeah.
I thought he was on the Asperger's spectrum.
No, he's got autism.
Oh, okay. And it's stronger Asperger's.
It's Freddie Highmore, his first project since Bates Motel. And he's not only starring in it, he's also a producer in it. And it's getting great. You know, the critics are loving it. I think it's going to be around for a while, and I'm glad because
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that Freddie Highmore kid.
Yeah,
right?
He's great.
Yeah,
he's doing it.
Yeah, he's
killed
really
it
good.
In Psycho.
He sure as shit did.
Jesus,
sure as shit.
Did you follow Psycho?
I did like Riverdale also.
A couple episodes.
I know you liked it. We secretly watched it separately and then confessed.
I don't have much time for TV.
That we'd both watched.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's not so in my schedule.
There's a lot. Everybody, we're hearing about all these people that have been groping and doing shit like that. And, you know, Tom Hanks.
You're funny. You're so funny.
Shocker.
Always.
So I was thinking, it reminded me about this guy. I might call him out by name. I'm not sure if I will. But he used to come to my open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a tall, kind of lanky guy. He's... he's gay, or at least he says he's gay, mm-hmm. and he would always grab women's breasts.
Oh, classic.
He's like, it's funny because I'm gay. And, yeah. you know, and not everybody 90s, thought it was. Is funny. It. Some people thought it was funny, but...
I know a couple gay guys that do that. I'm yeah. not going to mention them by name.
Yeah, now's not the time.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
In the 90s, he could have.
See, the reason I'm hesitating on calling him out is because I know I don't like this guy. And for like lots of different reasons. So would I be calling him out just because I don't like him?
Does it matter? Everyone else is getting called out on the newspapers, the celebrities. This guy ain't a celebrity. Call his ass out.
Yeah, he's listening.
I know you squeezed your tits and you didn't want him to.
Oh.
Oh, you see?
You can call him out now.
Now I'm really wondering. If that's enough of a clue.
Apparently not. Yeah. It's Lorne Michaels. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
You remember him?
The name is very familiar.
I just wrote down the name. Maybe we'll call him out later.
Yeah.
Why not? I doubt
that guy's
it. Who cares?
He used to do this thing. Like, really? I had a rule, you know, a no heckling rule, and people had to actually listen to each other's sets.
It was good.
Yeah. And he would choose, like, the most, someone might be pouring their heart out. They'd be very vulnerable. Mm. And he'd let out this huge fucking belch. So technically, he's not heckling. He's just burping, but he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Was it a fake one?
He drank a lot of beer.
So it could have been a real disgusting belch.
Yeah, but he'd be like holding it in and waiting for the
gays
right...
I'm sorry, gays don't belch. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
He'd be holding it in and waiting for the right moment.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Was he funny?
Not very.
Good looking? Did he get away with that? Because he was
no,
attractive?
Not very.
No? Oh, so nope. Then call his ass out. He's not good looking or anything? No. Bye-bye.
And he's blocked me on Facebook.
Wow.
Really?
Like you're yes. the problem.
Like I'm the problem.
Hater.
Wow.
Yes.
Maybe he knows.
Yep. Lauren Newman.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Lauren Newman. I don't even know you, but now I do.
Now
we,
you do.
We used to be friends on Facebook. He has since defriended me. I'm looking at his profile right now.
I wonder if I'm friends with him since he's a troll.
But he touched your boobs and then he did that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, I remember this guy. Think, you know, yeah, he was a bit of a heckler.
I touch your boobs. Mm-hmm. I better at least keep social contact with you somehow.
Yeah, no.
I violate.
There he is.
He does look on the spectrum.
Oh, he's weird.
2013, mm-hmm. a gay person at the theater party, it was a holiday party, he grabbed my pussy. And apparently that's when Trump was going around grabbing pussies. So like apparently it was trending before Trump even said that it was trending.
Mm-hmm.
But he grabbed me by the pussy. And I was shocked. Like, what the fuck just happened and why? It was political. Bizarre. No, it wasn't yet because it was 2013.
Oh, but Trump was doing it.
So yeah. It was just in the ether, like, the collective unconscious, because we didn't know that Trump was doing it yet. Sorry.
How do you let a guy do that and not see it coming?
You don't let you a don't guy do it. They usually fucking sneak in.
Yeah, you don't see it coming. Like, listen, to me, you see that coming? I just touched your dick.
Okay. Okay. Pretend you're me for a second.
You didn't see it coming, did you?
And you have.
I totally got a ball tap. Okay. That was
one at a time.
And you have really big tits. Okay. And pretty much everything underneath his shelf, I can't see. That's why escalators scare me. I'm always afraid I'm going to fall down because I can't see when I'm getting on the step.
Yep.
So if you're like in a darkened corner in a backstage area, like I was in September, I'm going to say 2014, and a predatory stagehand comes over and starts to ask you questions and then just takes his hand while you're in your little costume romper and shoves it during tech rehearsal right between your legs and grabs your vagina. And you don't see it coming. I'm not a man slapper. Like I don't slap faces like in the movies, you know, but this day I was one of those women. I just found like, oh shit. It was so startling. I so didn't see it coming. I just hauled off and bitch slapped him.
Yeah. I didn't slap him. I was so busy being shocked.
What did he say?
Completely freaked out.
What's your problem?
He didn't see that coming. And he was like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. Okay. And he just ran away.
That's crazy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a crazy moment in my life.
Let's play one of your songs.
Sure.
I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
You want to give this some setup?
Oh, it's an old Bessie Smith cover.
I like me some Bessie
Weeping
Smith.
Women Blues. Wait.
It wasn't at the beginning.
There you go. Lord, you see me weeping, and you hear me cry. Lord, you see me weeping, and you hear me cry. I ain't weeping about no money, just that man of mine. Lord, this mean old engineer, cruel as he could be, this mean old millionaire, cruel as he could be.
That rocked.
Fuck yeah.
So 3 weeks, I want him $100.
We are back.
Dude, that's awesome.
Jamie Arroyo has to go.
Arroyo. Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Give me hugs.
Welcome to our house every Saturday at 6 p.m.
Right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Star Scene Radio is the shit. You better listen after me. Welcome to our house. David Little before. This place is ridiculous. Stay tuned.
And Dunson before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh.
Porn star Sherry DeVille is running for president in 2020.
Why not?
Really?
Along with her running mate, Coolio.
They've got my vote. Wait, are they Republican or Democrat or third party?
Independent?
I don't know.
I want to say they've got my vote.
But that's a president I can get behind.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wait, I want a chance to win that for my son. What's the... Give us a hint. Something. What's
give us
the hint?
A hint.
Do either of you guys actually want this?
Give us a hint.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Peanut.
Planters.
Poop.
Nut.
Semen. Ejaculate. Cum.
Marlon Brando.
Bunk.
Crazy.
Butter. Anal rape.
Brazil? Butter.
Butter.
Here you go. Take
you got
this.
It.
You take this.
I'm bringing it home,
boy.
Jace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to love it. This kid's crazy.
Just good. Remember, the wall was a whore.
Oh, yeah. What does that say?
I have no idea.
Make it up.
We made a kid happy.
Yeah.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you. Enjoy. Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be fun without guessing.
Best girl.
Fast boy.
If you can read that other thing I sent you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Claire, while she's looking that up, not her real name, but the woman
but
who...
But stuff.
I told a story about this woman, we're going to call her Claire.
Butt stuff.
That reached out to me because she was very depressed.
About the butt stuff.
And she wanted to, you know, get my advice.
Have more butt stuff.
And she said, maybe you don't remember
my butt.
Meeting me.
From the stuff.
After a few emails, I said, no, I'm afraid I don't remember. Uh-huh. And she said, well, we once went out on a date. I was new to the city and we had really great anal.
Butt stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so I'm telling this story and I had my serious voice on the whole time because the serious stuff is serious. Uh-huh. And she's right away going, butt stuff. Like she knew.
I fucking know you.
Fucking knew.
I know you, bitch.
She's doing better.
Good.
She followed all my advice.
Was it more also, butt stuff?
No.
Put a plug in your butt stuff.
I am going to suggest.
Butt stuff.
Yeah. 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 Because she's celibate and that's not good for depression.
No.
No.
No, it's not.
You need those orgasmic endorphins.
I'm celibate today. It's a day by day thing, right? Like alcoholism.
So she is.
Oh, God, his butt stuff.
So she's doing better. It's partly, you know, my advice. And she's also on Wellbutrin. So
oh, yeah. It's totally you.
Hey,
just kidding.
Hey, it's partly me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you could read that article, please. Butt stuff.
Butt stuff, stuff in the butt.
Judge running for Ohio governor boasts on Facebook he's bedded 50 women. What is happening? Do you want me to play it or read it?
Read it.
An Ohio Supreme Court justice who is campaigning to become governor of the state took to Facebook on Friday to reveal that he has been sexually intimate with 50 very attractive females. It was a startling campaign strategy in the wake of a burgeoning...
I'll say.
It's actually what Trump did. He was like, my bitches are hot.
Oh, God. It's remember? A copycat killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burgeoning number of sexual misconduct accusations across the nation and one that triggered tremendous controversy in Ohio. Oh, you think? Democrat Bill O'Neill's campaign spokesman quit within hours of the post.
Excellent.
He needs to hire them Trump people. They say shit all day. Bullshit. Now that the dogs of war are calling for the head of Senator Al Franken, I believe it is time to speak up on behalf of all heterosexual males.
Wait, why are they calling for Al Franken?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Okay, so should we fill her in real quick?
It's so sad. Al Franken, man. And we're not even kidding. Al Franken in 2006 was on tour, a USO tour. Uh-huh. And he had this skit with this woman where they were supposed to kiss. And he's like, let's rehearse the kiss. And she's like, let's not. And he's like, come on, let's do it.
No, you got to rehearse everything so that you have it tight when you're on stage.
So true. He sticks his tongue down her throat, basically.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly. Well, no, he didn't deny it.
Oh, he didn't? Because I thought you said that he had an escort. Somebody told me that his soldier, like everybody that goes.
He said he didn't remember.
Yeah, no, I heard, and I don't know who I heard this from, and I didn't read it anywhere.
They're taking Al Franken down over.
That's what they're trying tongue. To do. And there's I'm a little
wait,
more.
Wait, there's
is
more.
That, there's more.
Is that
there's more. So they're on a. On
I did
a,
hear someone say
on
that
a plane or something like that. The woman is now sleeping. He
wearing
he,
a Kevlar vest
and
or something.
He puts his hands on her breast
where the breast would be.
I'm glad you're defending him because I like Al Franken.
Over the
I
and.
Saw the
and,
picture.
And he's looking back and they're snapping a picture. So it's not like a sexual grouping thing. He's just
being goofy.
It's funny.
And at that time, as inappropriate as it is now, it was not as inappropriate then.
Right.
He was the first one to say, I think this should be explored by the ethics committee.
Yeah. Good. Good for him. Like, I think that's the right way to go about it. But
it
I don't. I saw the picture. I've taken that picture. His hands are hovering. Maybe I didn't look at it right. Maybe I didn't see the context of it, but it looks like a really thick vest. It's like grabbing a penis with a jock strap.
It just sounds like, you know, the dictator in charge right now is coming after any pundits coming after him by trying to
make them
point
look
fingers
like him.
And yeah, make them exactly like he gets away with it, but he can grab them by the pussy. But
yeah, why is that okay?
This guy, yeah.
Donald Trump has already condemned Al Franken.
It's very conspiratorial, just the way it was with Kathy Griffin, in my opinion.
Of course he has.
He's already denounced...
Totally Kathy Griffin him.
Trump has already denounced Al Franken, but he hasn't said a word about Roy Moore.
Coming from him.
Yeah, I'd rather him not be.
He still hasn't said a word about Roy Moore from Alabama!
Well, you know, Jesus.
Yes, because...
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
The mothers
gave
me permission to diddle their daughters, so that makes it okay.
But I also want us to all look at the scripture. I mean, was Mary of age? Is it really that wrong? I mean, what the fuck kind of defense is that? You heard that, right?
I did.
Yeah. I believe it is time to speak up on behalf of all heterosexual males. O'Neill went on Facebook vowing to save his critics some research time. In the last 50 years, I was sexually intimate with approximately 50 very attractive females, O'Neill wrote. It ranged from a gorgeous personal secretary to Senator Bob Taft, Sr.
It makes it okay because she was gorgeous.
Yeah. Obviously, that's what he's trying to say. Who was my first true love. And we made passionate love in the hayloft of her parents' barn. He raped her in the barn. And ended with a drop-dead gorgeous redhead in Cleveland. O'Neill said he revealed his sexual past to protest what he sees as a new standard, driven by the media that if you are not absolutely pure, you're not eligible to run for office in America. Oh, no, you're not eligible to be on TV. You can run for office. Stupid. He's not paying attention.
You could be president.
Yeah. He told the local Fox News station, that's wrong, of course. The candidate was slammed by both Democrats and Republicans who criticized him for appearing to make light of sexual harassment and assault with his boasts. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, a Republican candidate.
It's not a good time to be boasting.
No.
You just don't.
No, it's a good time to be celibate. Tell your friend that she's celibate at the right time. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, a Republican candidate for governor, criticized the crass post that's dismissive at best. In a local interview, O'Neill also defended Franken, who has apologized for forcibly kissing and groping broadcaster Leanne Tweeden in 2006. And Roy Moore, the Alabama Republican nominee for Senate, who has been accused of sexual misconduct with teenagers when he was in his 30s. While Moore appeared to be morally challenged, O'Neill conceded he hasn't yet been convicted of a crime, because that means something. He told Cleveland.com, he's been convicted of nothing and he's never had the opportunity to defend himself, and that violates due process in America. The candidate, who is ignoring calls to quit the race, and the bench, deleted the 50 lovers post, but added a clarification Friday on Facebook concerning Franken.
Because it always helps to clarify.
Yeah, I just want to be clear. Like, maybe you didn't understand. They were fucking hot. Hot.
They were really hot.
Like, you don't get it. Let me show you. I got this picture of her asleep and to demand Franken, O'Neill called it morally wrong, to demand Franken's resignation after the senator apologized for a non-criminal act of indiscretion. O'Neill concluded, lighten up, folks. This is how Democrats remain in the minority. A number of former O'Neill backers responded on Facebook saying they could no longer support him. One noted that groping a woman without her consent is not an indiscretion. O'Neill campaign spokesman.
I was just going to get straight. Leanne Tweeden as a right-wing Fox News anchor.
Some people are saying that it was fake and that she's like making up stuff. Yeah.
There's
because
a picture.
Of
just saying,
like a
Fox
false flag.
News Republican woman.
Lady. Yeah, and then the marshal, like his marshal, said that he was with him all the time and nothing like that happened. Mm. Is what I've heard. I don't know. Anyway, O'Neill campaign spokesman Chris Clevenger called the comments disturbing and misguided in a tweet as he announced he was resigning from the campaign. Wow.
Republican Fox News anchor.
Yeah, Fox is definitely the place to go for this kind of thing.
Those are the only words I have to say about any of this.
That's I thought you'd like that story. Oh, you mean the
I'm referring to
Al Franken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they're saying it's a false flag situation, and
Thoroughly.
That and he's calling an ethics committee. I think that's not.
I smell
I think
a
it's
lie.
Smart. It could be. I hope it is.
I have a feeling
the
it
picture
is.
Does exist, but it seems like
the timing and the network and her politics. I'm sorry, not everyone tells the truth.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Time for the top 10 list.
Fun.
Oh, thank Christ.
In this climate.
Please bring me a dirty, filthy top 10 list.
I have no idea why, but I decided to do Dragnet. That's an old show.
Okay.
Old show
about drag queens.
Just
with
the facts, ma'am.
Yes.
Just the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Yes. Just the facts. Top 10 Dragnet
episodes. The stories
are true.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Porn. How do you know that?
I don't. So their titles could be a porno.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I just made it up. Porn. Wait, did they say that?
Fabulous.
And the great thing about this series is every single episode began with the words "the big."
Yeah.
Let's have some fun, folks.
Fun. What's that?
Number 10, The Big Ex-Blonde.
Ex-blonde.
Jesus. Ex-blonde.
That's like when a hot chick shaves off
BBW.
All her hair.
BBW.
That's big, beautiful woman porn?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Big Ex-Blonde.
I'm like McCartney.
But she's not blonde anymore.
Like rabbis hung
yeah, she's
like
not blonde anymore.
That's important.
She's an ex-blonde.
I think she shaved off her head. You know, like when a hot chick gets angry and shaves off her head?
Yes.
Call back.
I get down near esophagus. Watch out, Big Bird.
Number 9, The Big Squeeze.
Roman blowjobs.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Why not? I imagine you'd have to squeeze the vomit out.
I was thinking trampling fetish.
Oh, yeah, that also works. Or like squeezing dick, squeezing stuff.
I think it's two for two. Lost
it. I didn't know we were competing.
The Big Cum Shot.
Yeah, that's real.
No, that is not a Dragnet title. I don't believe you for a second.
I moved it to eight. She'll never
lies. Lies.
Nice try.
Number 8. The Big No Tooth.
Oh my God.
That's
a gum job.
That's when a hooker
where
gives you a
go?
Gummy.
I went straight to like, there's this old movie from the 70s called Bloodsucking Freaks, and there's a really dirty, fucked up fetish scene in there where one of the sex slaves misbehaves, so she's having all of her teeth removed by this dentist, and then her head shaved, and then he, you know, uses her head as a pussy pump, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just went there when you said the
3 for 3.
I'm
so happy.
From also vagina dentata.
I feel happy. I feel oh so happy.
Number 7, The Big Rod.
Wow, that's what it says.
That's just
monster
big dick
cock.
Porn.
That's
straight up
big dick porn.
Old school.
You did the mash.
That could have been in the 70s.
The mash. The monster mash.
Number 6, The Big Doll.
Oh wow, that's hot.
Huh.
I would watch that.
Do they make those sex doll porns now? Like,
if you can
I got
think
this
of it,
one.
It exists.
There's so many silicone sex dolls out there now.
This
I'm wondering.
This is a guy who's into gigantism, and he gets a huge doll, and he crawls into her pussy.
That's how I
fuck
her. Oh my
God. That would be a performance piece.
I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would pay to watch that.
Yeah.
Number 5, The Big Dick.
Nope.
Like Detective.
Nope. Damn it. Nice fucking try,
you.
Big boy.
All right.
Nice fucking try.
Number 5, The Big Tip.
Nice. It just did the tip.
Tip.
It's okay. When you have like a really big mushroom head on a teeny weeny weenie.
Damn right. That's what it is.
Shout out to... Never mind.
Don't say it.
I'm not gonna.
Behave.
Ah, fine.
Oh, you there's someone in particular that
just
has
someone
a
in
mushroom?
Her life with a big mushroom head. She was very close to saying her name.
No. Yes.
Number 4, The Big Lover.
That's hot.
Big Lover.
Yeah. I mean, is that this what it's, you know, BB big.
Dragnet was really into the word big, weren't they?
Is it all
every single
episodes?
Episode. Yeah.
The big
every single
this,
one.
The
big
that,
cheese.
Wow. The Big Mouse.
Number 3, The Big Sucker.
Oh my God. That's a giant
gang.
Sucking
that's,
man.
That's oral bang.
Yeah.
Blow bang.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a blow bang. That was a secret word once.
Blow bang was a secret word once.
Oh.
What was the actual secret word today?
Butter.
Damn.
Marlon Brando.
Yes. That's what gave it away.
Yeah, I said peanut. And then
you said nut.
Nut.
Like nut butter.
Nut butter.
Peanut butter.
And then you put it together with Brando and you got it.
No, Brando alone. Brando alone, I was like, butter, 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 definitely butter, 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 anal rape, butter, butter, anal rape, anal rape, butter.
I didn't say the movie or anything. I just said Marlon Brando.
Well, you know what? Gerbil. If I say gerbil, who do you think of?
Oh.
Richard Gere.
Yeah, Richard Gere.
The answer is Richard Gere.
I always think of Richard Gere when I hear the word gerbil.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was it was in my head, but...
You know, that hot guy that went gray early and looked sexy?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty Woman?
Number two.
American Gigolo?
The Big Tease.
I think this is porn without any climaxing.
Soft porn.
Yeah, yeah, you got that one. The number one Dragnet episode title that could be porn.
Yeah.
The Big Limp.
Flaccid penis.
Jesus.
Penis won't get hard. Prosthetic fetish. Around. Oh, that also works.
Yeah.
Shout out to the McCarthy's. That's the way it
all started. Ones that did make the list: the Big Mama, the Big Sisters, and the Big Explosion.
Oh, I like the Big Explosion.
I know, I know.
You know what?
What's that going to? What's going to replace?
You basically just big tease both of us.
Crazy Bukkake, definitely
the Big Explosion.
Explosion.
Or squirting. It could be a big squirting porn.
I like that. I'd watch that.
Because when a woman does squirt, it does look like she's exploding.
Yeah. If it's done right. If the angles are good.
Folks, if you like what you're hearing.
Squirt.
And want to support this radio station.
Squirt, squirt.
Go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge.
Squirt.
If you want to support this show in particular, you can sponsor us.
By squirting.
By squirting. Go to rfb.nyc/s. That's rfb.nyc/s. But please do that. We could use your help.
Give us your money. Come on.
And the studio is moving.
Yeah, it's true. We're allowed to talk about it. It's happening.
Oh, we weren't supposed to earlier?
No, but now we can.
Why weren't we supposed to talk about it?
This is boring. I'll tell you later. The landlord stuff.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but now we can talk about it.
We're moving. And you know how much I love change.
You love change. You're going to love this. You're going to have to go to a whole new place. It's going to be so exciting because you love new things.
Having to take maybe a different subway.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to get off at a different stop.
Yeah.
It's closer, but I don't think that changes that anything.
That does not help me at all.
It's farther for me.
So, yeah, everyone who knows me knows I hate change.
Are we migrating from Bushwick to Williamsburg?
No, we're staying still in Bushwick. We're moving to the Morgan stop. We're going to 100 Bogart.
Just a little closer to Williamsburg, but still in Bushwick. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan is like maybe a few stops away from Williamsburg, depending on what your definition of Williamsburg is.
Okay. But in this case...
If you're a realtor, it is Williamsburg.
As much as I hate change, I'm okay with this.
It's going to be nicer from what I hear.
Because... A rat ran over my foot 2 weeks ago outside of this studio. Ran over my foot.
Oh,
I've seen plenty of rats in New York. I've never had contact.
That's intimate.
Physical contact. Over my foot.
How does that even?
What's that?
Like, how does that happen? Aren't they so scared of us?
No, they're not. They got balls the size of Texas.
They're not that scared.
New York rats aren't afraid of shit.
Yeah, they will stare you down.
They don't give a they'll come for you.
Yeah, Johnny McGovern was talking about this one big ass rat that he had. Johnny McGovern, aka the gay pimp. He had a rat in his apartment and he would like go bah! To try and scare it, and the rat would just go, I don't think so.
I'm not scared of you, motherfucker.
I'm not scared of you.
I'll take you out.
I want a cheeseburger.
I'm gonna eat your food. I dare you to come at me.
And then the kids upstairs that threw a jelly donut at me.
Fuckers.
I'm done.
They ran into the studio. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah. So one day they saw, I want to say it was Tom, but they saw somebody, I don't remember who, come in and go downstairs. And they're like, hey, where'd that guy go? Or no, they said, who's in there? And I'm like, Santa Claus. And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh yeah, why not? Expecting them to know why Santa Claus is not in here. Because he lives in the North Pole and it's not Christmas yet. And I'm like, oh my God, I could break you. I could break you with the truth. But I didn't. I just said like, no, you know, there's a
headquarters in every state. This is his New York headquarters where he makes the toys. No. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And then we go in and they're so curious that like we go in with a door. Like it's, you saw, you have to like open, unlock it and lock it as you're coming in and out. And they like pushed in as we were like entering. And one of them got in, Balloony. I think his name is like Christopher, or his alleged name is Christopher. He got in, and then his parents were there, like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Yo, dude, what the? Get, you little scoundrel!
Come on,
get out of here,
cracker!"
And he threw a jelly donut at your head.
Uh huh. Missed.
Yeah. About I don't know, 4 weeks ago.
Fucking gonna miss those kids.
We were leaving the studio. I was smoking a cigarette.
Let's leave them a poop bomb.
And the kids go, "Shoot me a cigarette." And I said, "I'm not giving you a cigarette."
10 years old.
Like, and they're like, "Nah, I'm 13 and he's 15. And I said, I'm still not giving you a cigarette.
It's for my mom.
I'm sure.
Then your mom can come down.
Yeah, then I exposed Balloony. I'm like, "Yeah, aren't you the kid who cried over a balloon?" Yeah.
And so the next week.
I have no shame.
So they're pissed. They said something to us as we were leaving.
Fascists. They didn't, but they might as well.
And so the next week, I'm standing in front of a car outside the studio having a cig. And all of a sudden, I hear this boom. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" I turn around and I see a jelly donut behind me. Kid had fucking thrown a jelly donut.
Big sound, apparently.
Yeah.
He hawked that motherfucker.
Maybe it was old.
They're probably like on the third floor or something.
Uh-huh.
And there was another guy that on the second floor, his head was out there, and he goes, "Cut that stuff out! Stop playing!
I didn't know about that guy. Yeah. That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I was shitting and smoking, and a sweet swung at my face.
So...
What a waste about of a jelly minutes. Donut.
Yeah, right?
That's what we said.
That's what I said. Like, one, he missed. Two, you're down a jelly donut.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
10 minutes later, he's down with his dad, and his dad has this big box of clearly jelly donuts.
Clearly not a dozen.
So the kid knew he was, like, totally busted. But I was going to rat him out to his dad, but
kid's
I decided not to because, one, he missed. Two, he's down a donut. And three, I don't know how harsh his dad is going to be with him, you know?
Honestly, not
very. Well, you got to ask, like, how he got that way, so.
Yeah.
Could stand to reason he has this, you know, strict home life or something.
Well, no more rats.
No.
No more balloons.
After next week, no more fucking, no more fucking donuts.
No more these gorgeous walls.
You're right.
The wooden
and the fucking
paneling.
Stink.
No more stink.
No more
stink.
Yeah,
I'm really going to miss the view.
Yeah, we will have an open studio. People will be able to see us from the elevators.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny. You want to tell that story?
Yeah. So I went to the meeting. I was everybody in this room, I was your proxy. And at the meeting, they're like, "Yeah, it's going to be open. They'll be able to see into the studio." And I'm like, I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, I got a fucking question. I got questions. And then he's like, "And don't worry, Catherine, there's going to be a privacy curtain."
No, he said... "And there's going to be a privacy curtain. I'm looking at you, Catherine."
Yeah. And I'm like, good, because I was on the edge of my seat. I got questions. And then someone's like, "Do you get naked on your show?" I'm like, "Not often, but our guests usually do."
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had two blowjobs now.
Is it?
Yeah. There was Dick and Dwayne.
Yeah.
That was really more of a tasting.
Yeah.
But you've definitely had plenty of tits out.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of tits.
Scooter Pie, Mandy.
Badge.
Right, I'm going to add
myself
to that.
Yay! Yay! My tits
are out.
Yay! It's the best show ever.
Crazy titties.
Come down to crazy titties. Where the titties are insane. Yo, you won.
I'm probably the only one that smacked the mic with the titties.
I should have gotten a pic.
It's you all loose now. I gotta tighten it.
No, don't. Just leave it alone.
We'll fix.
Just leave it alone.
No,
I'll fix
it's
it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave it.
It's this bad boy.
Thank you. That was good. That's good. We're good.
It was real simple.
Good.
Crazy titties.
Crazy titties.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Fucking double.
Oh, by
D's
the way,
for you.
The reason we say Alabama is you know Forrest Gump.
Yes.
That scene when.
Your hero, Tom Hanks, portrayed her.
Yes. That scene where they're on the bus and the abusive guy is about to take Jenny somewhere. Uh-huh. And he's like, "Or you could come back with me to Alabama."
Yeah.
So that's why we always say Alabama. Alabama that way.
It's excellent delivery.
It's tradition. It is a great tradition.
Yeah. It's important.
It's important.
Important-ass tradition.
Important-ass tradition.
Yeah.
What's coming up for you, Velocity? We got 10 minutes left.
Well, I'm the woman behind Fallen Woman.
Yes, you are.
Radio Free Brooklyn. And it's dark, sexy, feminine waters with some entertaining vulgarity and some insights. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, you can find archive episodes at fallenwoman.com. And right now, I'm focusing very much on my witchcraft products for a company I'm starting called House of Hag. And I'm also developing a lengthy one-woman show thing I'm working on. So
awesome.
I'm in a chrysalis, shall we say. I will be performing again at the Box in New York the week of New Year's Eve, it appears. So that's cool. Coming up as well.
Very cool.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Fabulous.
Again.
Do it again. Yes.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama. You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Oh, and one more thing. I'm releasing an album with Dave Sussman, my former guitar player, and current cohort, cover album, some one of the songs we played earlier tonight. More information will be available in January at alphafatale.com.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Keep that cued. We'll play it with the...
All right. We need more of that in our lives.
Actually, one more time right
now. One more time, please.
All right. You don't understand my technology. Let's see.
You can find me at...
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama! You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
It gets funnier each time.
Repetition.
Repetition.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Dude, put that in your crack pipe and smoke it.
You can find me at faceboy.com. As soon as Dave is back in town, we'll get all of my episodes back.
He's recently back, but rehoming. Okay. He's in a big transition right now.
We'll give them a little bit more time. And then my episodes will be back on faceboy.com. But there are links to stuff. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You can write to me there. Catherine Dunn. Son.
Yeah, you can find me here every Saturday at 3 p.m. where I'll be doing a storytelling show called Dunn, Son. Had our first episode today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Velocity and Faceboy were my guests. Thank you both.
I had fun.
Yeah, I had fun with you guys. Thank you so much.
Yep. He pissed himself. I knifed a cab driver almost. It was great.
Yeah, and I worked in a creepy place with a jizz-covered man.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. So where are the archived episodes going to be?
Yeah.
Somewhere soon. Stay tuned, kids.
They'll be available.
Stay tuned, kids. It'll be somewhere soon.
She doesn't know.
She'll know eventually. What, you're not going to do it for me?
Most likely, you will find them in about a month or so at dunsun.com. And that's dunsun.com.
Alabama. So you can find me here every Saturday at 3. And
you can find her at Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Now I have to watch Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Now I feel
just
like
for that.
I've got the Forrest Gump itch.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can email me for this show at artstarscene@gmail.com. You can email me for Dunsun at dunsun@gmail.com. I think it's dunsunstorytelling@gmail.com, but whatever. Also, I want to plug this bingo night. It's a satanic bingo at Bazaar Bushwick, December 3rd, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. Great lineup. Amazing performers. I've got Scooter Pie. If you guys are avid listeners, you remember her from I'm going to show you my...
She had her titties out.
Yeah, because I mentioned stormy weather, and it was so hot.
It was really hot.
Yes.
And Dee Delgado.
Yes, I'm very excited about having a goddess in my presence.
Is Jack coming back?
Yes, Jack. Jack comes back the very next week.
Our wonderful sideshow expert.
Yes, and beautifully decorated.
And then we have Justin, who is a warlock who works at enchantments. Yeah. Will be there reading tarot.
Yes, very exciting. Yeah. So you should come. I'm looking at you. Don't even fucking pull your knee bullshit.
December 3rd.
Yeah, December 3rd at Bizarre Bushwick from 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Sexy satanic bingo.
Yeah, and also check out the NYC Talent Show. That is every single Monday at Footlight. It is an opportunity to get on stage. And if you have something crazy you'd like to do, maybe open the show for 15 minutes, please contact me and I may be able to book you.
Folks, after you give us money, please give to Planned Parenthood. They need you right now. So does the ACLU and the Red Cross. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Mm-hmm. You like money. You like to laugh. So keep listening to Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.
Pretty much his camp here on Saturdays.
3.5 minutes left. I'm going to go through the stuff we didn't get to.
Let's go to the heavy shit.
Innocent man freed after 40 years.
Damn.
40 years.
Is he black?
65 now. Of course.
Of course he's black.
Yeah,
I knew he was black.
It was like in Mississippi.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Did a white guy do it? Was it the judge that did it?
Probably.
Where was it?
I got to use Dove soap.
What are you talking about?
Well, we can't buy Dove soap anymore because they're racist commercials.
I was never a fan of Dove.
And I love Dove soap. And I was in Cold Spring, and there was already Dove soap there, opened and bought.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Damn right.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I got to use Dove soap because that's when you're allowed.
When?
It was. I was up in Cold Spring.
It was already pre-planted.
It was already bought.
The
box was open. So I was allowed to use the soap.
Hold up. I think I buy Dove. Why am I not supposed to buy Dove?
Racist commercials.
I gotta look. Is that where they're like you can wash the like everyone's normal underneath? It's an
African-American woman and she uses Dove soap and she becomes white or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And that was done in the 70s?
Or she takes off her shirt. she takes off her shirt and changes white.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use Dove.
That was
soap.
In a room of people. Someone pitched it after like really thinking
about
it.
And everyone agreed to it. Yeah. People paid money for it and they filmed it and shot it and hired the actress
and
And no one said
maybe a job's a job.
Maybe you should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
Yeah.
Wow.
Madonna's sex book turned 25 years ago. 25 years old. Just last month.
I still have a copy and it's sealed in Mylar case. I have not opened it.
Do you have one that you can look at? Because I've always wanted to see it.
Alabama!
Not at this juncture. It's still sealed.
Damn.
But you know, if you Google
they'll probably
now,
have the images
so many of those images are online
now.
Yeah.
Obviously, since it's 25 years old, I wasn't alive when it came out. But if I was alive when it came out, it would have been something that I totally wanted at least 3 copies of.
You were alive. What were you like?
How dare you?
You were in grade school.
I was not alive. But if I was alive, my mom would have been like, no, you can't have it. Which is stupid because it's worth so much.
Well, I was whoring it up in Pasadena when that came out, so.
Damn. I saw your Madonna picture at Rocky Horror.
Oh,
I love your outfit.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was the
so
prime
nice.
Time for that.
The Florida man chased by Rocky police costume. Asks 911 to call his close friend Donald Trump.
Friend. Is he crazy or is that true? Because it could go either way.
Who knows? Florida
Maybe
man.
He got paid.
Yeah.
Thank you, Velocity.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you, face girl.
Thank you, face boy. Thanks, Velocity. Yeah. Thanks, Janie. Alabama.
Yeah, let's do that one more time. And get me home.